Thank you for tuning in to the She Words podcast. She Words are just myself, Felicia Ramsey, sharing with you what God is speaking to me through me as a woman. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Welcome to today's She Words podcast. Thank you for tuning in again to another episode of the She Words podcast. Many of you have shared our podcast with others and you have allowed them the opportunity to listen, and I could not do this without you. My name is Alicia Ramsey and I am the host of the She Words podcast. We have now 13 episodes. This is episode 13 that you'll be listening to today. I need for you to make sure you go back and listen to some of the other podcasts that we have recorded. One of my favorites was the first one, Live List or Bucket List. I also like the one that we did, episode 12, Realize. If you have questions about how to communicate with Generation Z or Millennials, take a listen to that podcast. You will truly enjoy it. Now, for today's episode, I want you to take notes. I want you to listen multiple times because we are going to talk about how to select the right mentor. As I said in the opening of this podcast, that She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Mentorship is very important. It's very important to me. In every area of my life, I have always had a mentor. Sometimes the mentor would just come. Sometimes I would select the mentor. Other times it was God appointed. I would run into someone that I didn't know they had a skill or a talent that I needed to learn more about, and we just established this connection. There are people that come to me a lot of times and ask me to be their mentor, and it's not a good connection. There are some people that we just automatically end up in a mentor-mentee relationship. When I was in education, I was assigned at times to mentor others. So no matter what area you are looking to find a mentor, it may be in your business career, it may be in your personal life, it may be in something that you want to do, I want you to take note today. How do you know what mentors to select? How should I select a mentor? Where do I go to find a mentor? All of these things are important to know. You and I, as individuals, as human beings, we're going to do things great and we're going to do things bad. We're going to select a job that we love and find fulfillment in it. And then we're going to select a job that we really don't love, but we need the salary, we need the paycheck, and then we find out that we're excellent at it. When you are looking for a mentor, please write this down, that you want to find someone that they have aligned moral values, they function ethically in what they do, especially if you are a Christian. Christians, you can find examples of mentors in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and they use ethical principles to mentor leaders, to foster personal relationship, and to establish professional growth. Today, as I am sharing with you what it is you need to do in finding a mentor, if you have additional questions, please feel free to email us at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to sharing with you what is coming up here at the She Words podcast, because soon we are going to have our website up in addition to an easy email address so that you can connect with us. You can email us to ask questions, or you can email us to share your story or information about you, as well as finding us on social networks, Instagram, Lady Ramsey, Facebook, She Words Facebook page. So we are talking about mentoring. First, let us look at what is mentoring. Mentoring is a partnership where knowledge, information, experience, skills, and perspective are shared between a mentor and a protege. To determine the importance of mentorship in your life, before you approach someone and ask them to be your mentor, before you pray about it, before you seek guidance in that area, make sure that you select a person that just doesn't make a lot of money, doesn't have a lot of followers, but select someone that is ethical and moral. Select someone that understands the field well. Select someone that is talented. Select someone that not only sees potential in you, but that you see potential in that person. Christians, when I said to you earlier that there are many examples in the Bible of mentorship, I hope that you take the time to study and find out, okay, did Moses have a mentor? Did John the Baptist have a mentor, or was he a mentor? Did Adam and Eve have mentorship? Think about that. Everyone in the Bible was connected to someone else in some form or fashion. Mentorship is in there. How can you find it? If you are a mentor and you're listening to me now, please understand that it is our responsibility as mentors to set the tone and have compassion for those that we have a relationship with. Mentors, we have to lead as servant leaders, and we need to make sure that this is not about controlling other individuals, but about leading them. We are teacher leaders. We have the task of teaching them how to perform a task and how to perform it well. It may be how to be a better parent. It may be how to be a better wife or a better husband. It may be how to be a better business owner. You may select a mentor that is in a totally different field, but they're so good in business skills that you want to find out how to file your taxes correctly. Should you open up a business account? How do you use a business credit card? It is important as leaders, it is vital as leaders, that when an individual comes to you and say, hey, I want you to mentor me, you ask questions as well to see if this relationship is going to work. The mentor that you select, this is what their job is in your life. So write this down, take note, listen carefully. If you're saying, Alicia, I need a mentor, what am I looking for? The mentor will teach you, will empower you with information. They will offer insights, they will give you new knowledge, and they will give you alternative perspectives on the reality of which you want to establish your business, how you want to do your parenting, how you want to evolve in a certain area. So when I'm looking for a mentor, this is what I'm looking for. Listen carefully. You're looking for an individual that will empower you with information, offer you insights, offer new knowledge, an alternative perspective. Authors teach, write, do YouTube pages, lectures, conferences on mentorship all the time. There's so much information out there, but it's up to you to find it and look for it. Mentorship will teach you and I how to achieve our vision by fostering learning, offering us choices, and helping us understand how to build a consensus. You can't do it by yourself. Mentorship should show you the importance of networking, the importance of partnerships and collaborating. Even in your parenting, stop trying to parent by yourself. Just because you are a single mom or a single dad doesn't mean you have to do it by yourself. You partner in parenting. If you are divorced, if you're no longer with the individual that you had the child with, you still are partners in parenting. It is important for you to understand that as a parent mentor, I can call myself a parent mentor because I mentor parents all of the time, because they'll call me and ask me questions about a season that they're going through with their child. And I walk them through the process. First of all, I build them up to let them know that I'm proud of you for asking, I'm proud of you for sharing, I'm proud of you for venting to the right source. And then it is my job as their mentor to give them information, insights, new knowledge, and alternative perspectives. Example, no longer using corporate punishment, no longer spanking or whooping your child. That's what we call it in the African-American community. You know, spanking in some cultures, whooping, beating in other cultures. Any way it goes is corporal punishment. Using other alternatives to let your child know that they have consequences for their actions. That's what it means when I say, okay, as a parent mentor, I am offering them alternative perspectives. But it is still up to the mentee to accept what I am offering and to implement it. I know you're listening to me right now and you're saying, man, oh man, Alicia. Like the light bulb went off, like fireworks went off. You hear those fireworks? Yes, fireworks went off because you're saying, now I see what I need to do to relieve the stress in this area for me. I've been stressed about opening this new business. I've been stressed about going back to school. I've been stressed about purchasing a new home. I've been stressed about dating because I'm trying to do it by myself instead of going into a partnership, a relationship, a mentorship relationship. Well, that kind of rhymes. A mentorship relationship is what you need. In the book, Ethics, The Heart of Leadership, the author Joanne Cilia says this: in order for you to ensure that the person is a good leader, you need to make sure that they are morally good and technically good or effective. So if I want this person to lead me in a certain area, I need to make sure that they are morally good, not perfect, just a good person, or they do their job well. Technically good, I can't go and receive mentorship from a person that is still stuck in a CD generation or still stuck on the VHS player. Like, we are on downloads now, we are streaming now. So I need to make sure that they're in the same technical arena that I am in and that they're effective. You don't want to get mentorship advice from an individual that has filed bankruptcy twice, someone that can't pay their own bills. If you're trying to become a better steward of your finances, you definitely want to make sure that you talk with someone who understands how to balance their books, how to hire the right type of an accountant, how to file their taxes. That is very important for you to do. Today, we are talking about mentorship on the She Words podcast. It is important for you to have a mentor. How do you select the right one is what we're talking to. But we're going to take a moment in this episode of the She Word podcast to have our monumental moment. In each podcast, we have Embrace the Exceptional, Ask Alicia, and Monumental Moment. For this monumental moment, because I'm recording this on June the 14th, I want to talk to you about Juneteenth. This monumental moment. Juneteenth is celebrated on June the 19th. You may ask, what is Juneteenth? Well, it is also known as Freedom Day, Jubilee Day, Liberation Day, and Emancipation Day. Once again, the fireworks are going off. Do you hear them? For Juneteenth. It is a holiday celebrating the emancipation of those who have been enslaved in the United States. Now, I could go somewhere with this because we are dealing with this whole issue right now as to systemic racism, implicit bias, and how things should not be taught in school systems. That's a totally different episode. Let me focus on this monumental moment. So, Juneteenth is the celebration. It originated in Galveston, Texas. It is now celebrated annually on June the 19th throughout the United States. With increasing, you know, participation, it is a holiday that came because, as we know, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, which had originally outlawed slavery in Texas and other states in rebellion against the Union almost, you know, 2.5 years earlier. There's a whole lot that goes on there, because even though he signed the Emancipation Proclamation, we were still not free. As slaves, we were still in bondage to so many things. We had to go through the Jim Crow laws. We had to go through the Civil Rights Movement. Up until this day, we are still dealing with receiving adequate accommodations, the rights, equal rights in many areas. But Juneteenth is a holiday that we should celebrate because it was the beginning of the process. In Juneteenth celebrations, many people have parades, they have lecture series, you know, they sing. They originally celebrated with prayer meetings and singing spirituals and wearing new clothes to represent a newfound freedom. Within a few states, African Americans were celebrating Juneteenth as an annual tradition. It is just now making its way towards other states. I live here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and if you look on the news or if you look on social media, you see different celebrations throughout the city. But this monumental shout out is for Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth Day. It is important for you to know about your history and to learn about your history. I say it all the time. It's hard for you to understand where you're going if you don't know where you've been. It is difficult for you to embrace the future if you don't understand the past. So take a moment to learn more about Juneteenth and to share information about it with your children. In today's She Word podcast, we are talking about mentoring, and I've been sharing with you the importance of having a mentor. How do you select a mentor? What do you look for in that relationship with a mentor? No matter what age you are, you may be 30, 50, you may be 15, and you want a mentor. and you're not sure how to get one, you're not sure why you need one or if you need one, I'm telling you that you do. We all can benefit from mentorship, because mentorship is a process that takes place when another individual, it may be a peer, you know, someone your same age or in your same age bracket, or a superior or a leader, and their job is to cultivate, develop, motivate, guide, and sometimes even protect you from making mistakes in your area. Many mentors enjoy seeing their protege or their mentee excel. For me personally, as a mentor, I've been mentoring for many, many years. When my mentee outperforms me, excels beyond me, it brings me so much joy. It is like a parent. I want my children to do better than I've done. I want them to excel more than I have done. I want them to achieve more than I have achieved in life. And your mentorship wants the same thing. Author Dale Young says this, that in a mentoring relationship, it is truly a partnership. And this partnership is accomplished by empowering and enabling and teaching and consulting and coaching. So if your mentor is just yelling, barking facts at you, or if your mentor is just texting you data, that's not a mentorship, okay? A mentor will empower you. They will also enable you to try things. They will teach you. They will consult you. And they will coach you. Have your checklist ready when you're looking for a mentor, when you're going through a list of requirements, when someone comes and says, I want to mentor you. Are they able to empower you? Or are they the type that likes to micromanage or to hover parent? Are they the type of individual that will empower you to try things on your own? Will they enable you the opportunity to show and display your gifting? Will they teach you a skill that you do not know? Will they consult with you when it's time for important decision making in your life, not just make the decision for you? And will they coach you through a difficult process? The mentor is in charge of cultivating the relationship. So I'll say it like this. There are times when I've heard people, they mentor people and they say, well, they have not reached out to me, Alicia. They have not contacted me. You're the mentor. You're the adult. Let's say it like this, in the relationship. You're the mature individual in this relationship. So as the mentor, it is your responsibility to reach out. I just did that today. One of my mentees, I haven't heard from her in a minute. So I sent her a little emoji. They know I love sending GIFs or in emojis. And I just sent it saying hi. And she laughed and her response was, what did I do? Me saying hi was saying, hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. I know I've been busy and you've been busy. So I'm going to call you at this particular time to check up on you and see how things are going. In her life, I would say I am a parent mentor, spiritual mentor. She went back to school, so we talk a lot about her going back to school. So I have these different roles of mentorship in her life, and I hold her accountable in these different areas. I think, personally, I do a pretty good job. I can get myself a hand clap right here. I think I do a pretty good job of coaching the individual because I've kept notes over the years, and I remember finding a note from 2012, and on that note that I had in regards to talking with her, it said how much she wanted to go back to school to get her college degree. Now we are here in 2021, and she is almost finished with her college degree as a single parent. So proud. A young parent, too, doing an amazing job. So we are talking about the importance of mentorship, having a mentor, why you should have a mentor. And if you have questions about mentorship, please feel free to email me at aramzconsulting@gmail.com, aramzconsulting@gmail.com, or you can find us on social media. I am on Twitter as Lady Ramsey. You can go on Instagram, Lady Ramsey, send me a message on there or tag me on something that you would like me to see, or you can go to our She Words Facebook page. Now, you're thinking about mentorship. I hear you, I hear you, I hear you. Mentoring is a responsibility. Mentoring is a huge responsibility. If you want to be a mentor, if you decide that I want to mentor somebody, I hope that you take into account the importance of being ethical, being moral, being integral, being authentic in the relationship. There are people that seek out individuals to mentor, yet they are living a double life themselves. They're sharing one facade as to being successful in a business or successful in a relationship, successful in a marriage, successful in their parenting, and yet they are failing in every area of their life. As I said earlier in this podcast, I never expect individuals to be perfect. No one is perfect, but we all should be evolving and becoming better at the things that we do in life. So mentoring is a big responsibility. Take it seriously. Take into account that these individuals are counting on you. They are looking to you to understand how to do life better, how to parent better, how to do my job better, how to use my talent better. See, ethical mentors should not have to sacrifice their morals and ethics because they are focused on the purpose, vision, and value of this relationship. I'm not going to sacrifice and do anything immoral, anything unethical, because I value the relationship that I have with my mentee. There's purpose in this relationship. I have vision for this relationship. There is value in this relationship. That is how important mentorship should be to you. That's how important it is to me. I value the relationship that I have with the young ladies. I value the relationship that I have. You know, some are even older than me in the mentorship relationship. And there are times when I do get tired and I say, I can't do this no more. Do you hear the tire? You know, just the balloon is just slowly deflating. My balloon is just deflating because I'm exhausted. And when I feel that way, it is amazing how I will see the faces of these mentees. I will see the faces of these women. I will see the faces of these young people and realize that, okay, I need to focus on the purpose of why I mentor them, focus on the vision I have for their lives, and understand the value that I have in this relationship. And then my balloon slowly begins to expand again. It gives me life. Mentorship should give you life. If mentorship exhausts you, it is not the right connection, or it is not something you should be doing. If you are a mentee and every time your mentor reaches out to you or tries to connect with you, if you get a negative feeling or you're upset about the connection, it's not the right connection. It may be one that your organization, your boss, connected you with the person and said, hey, this is your mentor, and the relationship is not going well. It's okay to have a constructive conversation with your superior to say, I respect this person, but the connection is not working well, and have adequate reasons as to why. Just don't say, I don't like the person. Use your words. Why is it that you and this individual are not collaborating well? Why is the communication off? Have you tried to do things differently to improve it? Why does the relationship not work? Take the facts to your superior before you request a different mentor. This has been an amazing conversation about mentorship and the importance of having it. I want you to listen to me very, very closely. There are so many individuals, especially mothers, single mothers, even a single dad maybe listen to this, or you may be a single that you don't have any children, you're not married, and you've been doing life alone. This pandemic has caused so much isolation in life. Not that we want it to be isolated, but we have found ourselves isolated. And as we are now trending out of that social distancing and the isolation, some people are still doing life alone. Your life is not supposed to be that way. You need to allow people into your life again to support you, to uplift you, to model the way for you. Modeling goes a long way, and mentors model the way for their mentees, but they have to be able to connect with you, and you have to open yourself up. I know you are saying, I hear you saying it, Alicia Ramsey, I've been hurt before by a mentor, or I've been hurt before by someone that I trusted to speak into my life, to coach me, to lead me. I really want you to think, and I really want you to understand it happened, but we need to trust again. Just like it is important to love again, it's important to forgive, and it's important, vital, should I say, to your future to allow someone to be there with you. You don't have to be alone. It is a choice. Take the time after you listen to this podcast to reach out to a potential mentor, or you may be the mentor. Reach out to someone you know that it has been on your heart for you to be their mentor and make that relationship happen. I'm so glad you joined me today for today's She Word. Mentorship is so, I would say, Mentorship is on my heart, and it has always been on my heart, and it is a big part of who I am in my life. That is why I enjoy talking with you about it today. Connect with us on social media. Reach out. Tell someone to be a part of the She Words podcast. And I look forward to you joining us again. Have an amazing week.
Thank you for joining me for today's She Words. If you enjoyed our time together, make sure you invite someone to tune in. Remember, God is love, and choose to let that love shine through you today. Have an amazing, make the most of this moment day.